Now's the news. I'm Tianlu. Chinese President Xi Jinping has stressed developing new quality productive forces based on local conditions. He was participating in a meeting with lawmakers from Jiangsu province during the annual session of the National People's Congress. Xi Jinping, also General Secretary of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, called for efforts to seize opportunities, innovate, develop new industries, plan future industries, and improve the modern industrial system. A former Malaysian ambassador to China says China's commitment to further opening up has boosted the confidence of foreign investors and enhanced global confidence in the Chinese economy.
I think the whole world, and especially regional countries, are looking towards better performance by China economically, because you know the integration is very strong. China is a contributor of about 1/3 of global GDP. Whatever happens to China will have actually the effect on the rest of us economically. So we do hope actually that measures announced by the Chinese will be positive in its end result.
Abdel Majid Khan also says the whole world is watching closely for the developments at the ongoing political sessions in Beijing, especially given the significant role China plays in the global economy. A Chinese envoy has urged Israel to cease discrediting the two-state solution. China's deputy permanent representative to the United Nations was speaking in a meeting of the UN General Assembly on the use of veto. Geng Shuang stressed that nearly 5 months after the outbreak of the Gaza conflict, the Security Council's call for a ceasefire was forcibly blocked by the United States for the fourth time, which China found extremely disappointing. Egyptian officials say there are difficulties in the negotiations to reach a truce between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. However, they don't reveal the nature of these difficulties or details of the items in dispute between Israel and Hamas. Since Sunday, Egypt has been hosting a new round of discussions to reach a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip with the participation of delegations from Qatar, the United States, and the Gaza-ruling Hamas movement. Alex Kadir reports from Tel Aviv.
Ceasefire talks rumbling on, extended for an extra day. We've heard some conflicting messages coming out of the state of those negotiations. We've heard that no breakthrough has taken place or has happened yet. We heard Egyptian media reporting that the talks were facing difficulties, but it's important to say that they're carrying on for another day, which also means that those talks haven't collapsed and they will continue for at least until the end of Tuesday.
Iran and Saudi Arabia have highlighted the necessity to make efforts to end the Israeli war in Gaza. The foreign ministers attended extraordinary session of the Council of Foreign Ministers of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Saudi Arabia. Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian called for stronger pro-Palestinian stance and effective efforts to end the Israeli war crimes against the Palestinian people. Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud highlighted Muslim states' collective efforts in international organizations to end the war against the Palestinian people. U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are leading in Super Tuesday wins in their respective parties' primaries of the 2024 presidential election. Projected results continue to roll in on the night of Super Tuesday, the biggest day for the primary race of the 2024 U.S. presidential election. The European Union has presented its first ever European defense industrial strategy at the EU level in response to security concerns. According to the strategy, EU member states are expected to procure at least 40% of defense equipment in a collaborative manner by 2030. Greece says it is ready to welcome more Chinese visitors in 2024 with increased direct flights between the two countries starting April the 1st. The Greek National Tourism Organization is expecting Chinese tourist arrivals to exceed the pre-pandemic levels this year. Air China will boost its Athens-Beijing flights from 3 to 5 per week using the larger Airbus A350 aircraft. Another Chinese carrier, Juneyao Airlines, will launch a second direct route linking Athens to Shanghai from April the 2nd. That's the news. I'm Tianlu.